Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning, I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. And you're taking a look at a number of things that's driving sentiment this morning. I mean, splashed across all the newspapers are headlines of the UK approving a vaccine, Pfizer and BioNTech, plus some optimism in the United States where stimulus is concerned. Tell us a little bit about the areas that you're looking at.
Yeah, so you've got this optimism, I guess, being priced in to some extent with the UK approving the vaccine, and they are the first in the Western part of the world to really kick things off. And this, I guess, lends some optimism that, hey, the recovery picture might come sooner if they can get a vaccine to the wider population. And in the US, you've got the stimulus talks, I guess, making a bit of a step forward. Some compromise on concession could be on the cards. And this is around the $900 billion proposal by a bipartisan group. We've got Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, saying that is a great starting point to have a discussion.
Yeah.
And they could see some work done around this over the weekend to get a vote in place sometime in the middle of next week. So that is also lending some optimism to the markets. And the thing that doesn't lend too well to optimism is what's going on with the House. And the House of Representatives have approved a bill that will restrict Chinese firms listing in the U.S. And this is around issues of transparency and will give U.S. authorities more, or regulators more power to look into their books and kick them off the exchange if they don't comply. So all that as part of the bigger picture. We've got Shane Oliver, Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital. Morning, Shane. How are you doing?
G'day, Ryan. I'm pretty good. Hope you are too.
Yes, we are doing great here. Well, Shane, let's kick things off with where markets are right now. There's a small bit of optimism off the back of the UK vaccine approval. You've got the stimulus news as well. Do you think that's enough for markets here to push higher for the month of December?
Probably. But they have had a huge run, you know, record or near record months through November. And markets are getting a bit overbought. Interestingly, the Christmas rally often doesn't kick in till about December the 15th. So it wouldn't surprise me if we go through a sort of a flatter, softer patch over the next week or so, simply because we've had those huge runs. Mm. But I think when you pull it back and look at the really big picture, the reality is this vaccine news is very positive. That's enabling share markets to look through any bad news in terms of coronavirus cases in the US and Europe in the short term. And then you've got that stimulus talk thrown in. So, and interest rates are ultra low and not going up anytime soon. So all of those things explain why the markets have skyrocketed. It's just they have got a bit overbought in the very short term.
Yeah, and talking about that stimulus package, right? If we don't get it by the end of the year, what are the implications or scenarios that will play out? Because I'm looking at the overnight numbers, the US labor market, ADP payrolls are pointing to things pretty much flatlining. You've got the latest numbers at 307,000. That is below estimates of 404,000 and below, or rather below October's reading of 404,000 and below the forecast of 410,000. So you are looking at the labor market struggling to pick up the recovery momentum.
That's right. And jobless claims, we get an update on that tonight, they've been edging up a little bit lately as well, which also adds to the view that the labour market might be slowing down in the US. Other data, we had the ISM indexes and business surveys out earlier in the week. They're still pretty strong, suggesting the US economy is still doing pretty well. But, yeah, the main risk is that we haven't got a national shutdown in the US, but various states and cities have moved in that direction. And that's going to be a bit of a weight on economic activity. And if we don't get another stimulus package through, then that could cause a slowdown in the US, much as you're seeing in Europe at present. Now, ultimately, the vaccines hopefully will fix that up, but there is that risk in the short term. So that's why the market cheered yesterday, or the day before, rather, with a plus 1%, more than 1% gain. If we don't get the stimulus through, then that may give up some of those gains.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the forecasts for next year, 2021. Barclays is looking for the S&P 500 to reach 4,000 points, and we are just over 3,000 right now. How realistic is this? And I think this is also part of a conversation how there is pretty much no alternative for people to put their money right now. They just have no choice but put it in the stock markets.
Yeah, that's referred to as TINA. There is no alternative. So that's the basic problem investors face. If you put your money in bank deposits, you get next to nothing. If you put it in the share market, you at least get some dividend yield. Mm. In Australia, it's still a reasonable dividend yield. What's it, taxes allowed for, it's about 4.5%. So you can see why the money goes into the share market once people start getting a bit more relaxed about the level of share prices. So that's still an issue. And I think the broad trend in markets as we go through next year will remain up. If interest rates stay low, which I think they will for a long time to come, then you've got the stimulus, which is still feeding through globally, and obviously very low interest rates and quantitative easing. Combine that back with vaccines and a reopening and a return to something more normal, that could push share markets up quite dramatically through next year. So far this year, the S&P 500 is up just over 13%, which is a pretty good year, but I reckon you've got more upside, and I wouldn't dismiss the prospect of the US share market, the S&P 500, getting to 4,000, at least by the end of next year, possibly by the middle of next year.
Yeah, and also making the headlines, Shane, is what's happening in the U.S. House of Representatives. They've just passed a bill that will restrict Chinese listings, possibly because they will want to look into the accounts, the auditing of what goes on behind the walls of the Chinese companies. And this is going to make its way to the office of President Donald Trump, who is expected to sign it. So what's the implications of this bill being approved by Donald Trump? Will this lead to Chinese companies turning away from U.S. capital markets and maybe be good news for the likes of Hong Kong and even Singapore, Australia?
It certainly could be. Obviously, we've seen this hardening of attitudes towards China in the US, and that's on both sides of politics in recent years. Obviously, Donald Trump has led the charge there, but this bill that has passed the House was introduced by a Republican and a Democrat, so it is on both sides of politics. I think that there is a concern to put Chinese companies on the same playing field as US companies if they're listed in the US, so that's, you could argue, fair enough, but in the interim, it could have the effect of pushing some Chinese companies to list on other exchanges. So they do have a choice there, and of course, if it's a global investment market, that's the reality. Whether a stock is listed in one country or another, it's increasingly easy to invest in those in those companies around the world. You don't just have to go through the US exchanges to do so. So it could be of benefit to other exchanges in the Asian region.
So it sounds like the US markets need the Chinese companies more than the other way around.
That's debatable. I guess US investors have plenty of other companies to invest in. I think it's probably a greater benefit for Chinese companies to get a broader exposure in terms of their shareholder registry and to have US investors on that registry. And if they've got the company listed in the US, then that benefits them in that sense. But I think they can find investors in other parts of the world as well. So in the great scheme of things, I don't think it has a huge impact. But obviously, it does reflect those ongoing tensions between the US and China that have escalated in recent years. And I'm reasonably hopeful that under Joe Biden, we'll return to an approach based more on diplomacy as opposed to legislation and threats and tariffs and things. But obviously, time will tell on that one. So far, so good. He does seem to be pushing in that direction. But we've still got a fair way to go.
Yeah, we still have 1 month of Donald Trump still in office, so fingers crossed. All right, we've been chatting with Shane Oliver.
48 days, I think, to be precise.
Shane Oliver, days. Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital. Shane, thank you once again, and we'll catch up with you soon.
My pleasure. Thank you. Have a good day.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.